Dan, there are an awful lot of heathens, but this book here says they think they're related to us English. I smoked while the men pored over Raverty, Wood, the maps and the encyclopedia.
There's no use to your waiting, said Dravot politely. It's about 4 o'clock now. We'll go before 6 o'clock if you want to sleep, and we won't steal any of the papers. Don't you sit up. We're two harmless lunatics, and if you come tomorrow evening down to the Sarai, we'll say goodbye to you.
You are two fools, I answered. You'll be turned back at the frontier or cut up the minute you set foot in Afghanistan. Do you want any money or a recommendation down country? I can help you to the chance of work next week.
Next week we shall be hard at work ourselves, thank you, said Dravot. It isn't so easy being a king as it looks. When we've got our kingdom in going order, we'll let you know, and you can come up and help us govern it.
Would two lunatics make a contract like that?
Said Carnahan, with subdued pride, showing me a greasy half-sheet of notepaper on which was written the following. I copied it, then and there, as a curiosity.